Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
The New Orleans terrorist attack and the attack in Las Vegas on New Year's Day. So many questions yet to be answered and so many things developing on this. So keep that in mind as you're watching or listening to this. There's likely more information already out there. But we're going to talk about what we know thus far. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. You know, I have so many questions on this, but the first person I thought of was you when all this started going down. And I'm just going to open it up directly to you. What has been your initial thoughts on this and where have they gone since the news broke?
Yeah, Tony, this is a big one. First of all, we have as you just said, you know, we've got to time stamp it a little bit because we have literally a fire hose of data points coming at us on this one. And I remember you reached out to me, like you said, a couple days ago, right when it first happened before the recording. And one of your first questions was, you know, talking about the breakdown of security of this event. And that really got me thinking, you know, when you look at the video that we see of the law enforcement on the ground, responding like this. I mean, they were boots on the ground, running towards the fire. They were doing everything that makes us proud in the law enforcement community, as an American, as just a citizen, right? They did all the right things. So that's not the problem. Then I was also listening to another book today, and they're talking about how, you know, and I'm going to come back around to your question, obviously. But, you know, mass shootings and mass killings in the United States has been on a rise, but the death from those killings has been actually going down. And that's because we've done a really better job as institutions, as a country, to respond after things have happened. But we still haven't really attacked the problem of preventing them from, in the first place. And so that brings us to here, to New Orleans. When I first watched, and I watched the briefing live on the first press conference, and I had, my initial reaction was very similar to, I think, a lot of people that have been. It's like kind of a disjointed show, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a few things that struck me with that, that gave me that impression. It's like, when I get a feeling or emotion about something, I ask myself, what specifically am I seeing that is incongruent with things I've seen in the past that allows me to feel that way? In other words, I'm having a spiking from a norm, and there's behaviors in there that's seen that. And the first thing that got me was the FBI was the first to brief. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before.
That is interesting. They were right. Yeah.
So that was really that. Yeah. So, you know, anytime an event happens, especially a tragedy like this, in a local jurisdiction, which everything's a local jurisdiction, normally you have the chief of police or that mayor of that jurisdiction brief first. That wasn't the case here.
What does that tell you with the fact that that went first? Was there some knowledge to the plan here? Like, I don't know. Like, you tell me.
So let's look at, we got to look at the date.
Yeah.
This is New Year's Day. And so it was also the assistant special agent in charge that was briefing, not the SAC, special agent in charge. Special agent in charge, from what I understand, was out of the country for some reason. And so that was awful, a little off for me as well, that you have a pretty junior executive. I mean, matter of fact, the assistant special agent in charge isn't even at the senior executive service level yet. She's not an SESer, you know. So, and in the military, that's like the generals are at that level.
Okay.
So she is two steps above a street agent. You have street agent, supervisory special agent, assistant special agent in charge. So she's, I mean, she's probably, I mean, she's in the leadership in the office, but not high up. Higher up, I should say. Not as much as experience. And so, and then you had the disconnection between what she was briefing and then what was briefed by others in that same press conference, when terrorist act, not a terrorist act, multiple people, not multiple people. So it was kind of disjointed, right? Mm-hmm. So anytime I see a lack of coordinated communication, I see a lack of communication. Lack of communication comes down to challenging leadership issues. Well, it's also New Year's Day. So the likelihood of having your A-team on a holiday, low, right? So that's part of the challenging equation here. But then I go all the way back beyond leadership and deeper than leadership. So we go into prevent. Mm-hmm. And so my initial impression after a disjointed kind of press conference, which seemed weird to me because of the order of how people spoke, was people, we've gotten better at responding to these things and preventing worse deaths. I mean, even this, you know, these officers responding like this prevented more tragedy from happening, especially from all the weapons that were found in the vehicles. So what we also have, though, is what could really prevent this? You're not going to stop human nature. He's going to kill people no matter what. He was radicalized, as we're hearing from the data points now. Intelligence but, collection is what prevents things. And
sure,
so it was a lack of intelligence ahead of time.
But also, I don't know, maybe investing the couple $100 for a few more concrete barriers. I mean, like that right there is just seems to be the crux of a lot of this. You're not going to stop crazy people from doing shit. That's why you have preventative measures. And this just seems to me to be such an idiotic move that there wasn't something more there. You're like the number two spot in America on that night and most of the year for an attack like this. How can you ever say, oh, we're going to do something temporary over here that's not quite as good and expect it to work, especially on your biggest night of the year? Is this just ignorance? Is just people you know, that they don't quite grasp what people are capable of doing, being too comfortable for too long without having something horrible happen in our country. I mean, that to me has been my biggest question on this. And I don't think anybody, I hope to God, nobody on the inside was somehow coordinated with this, allowing this to happen. I think it should be looked at, to be sure, but it's just, I don't know, it's shocking to me. I mean, you were right there. You were at 9/11. You were down there. Yeah. I was in a different part of the country, but I was a grown adult, and I remember it. We seem to have lost our sense here of what we need to do to secure ourselves in situations like this.
So to me, it's so that was another data point as I was going to talk about as well. But it's an escalation of levels of failure on as what I'm seeing. Failure of coordination between, I mean, and you saw it in the press conference, you know, these snippets of time give us a glimpse behind the curtain. You know, when you see in a press conference a lack of coordinated message, that is an initial sign to me that we don't have good coordination potentially between, especially when I've never seen law enforcement at a lower level defer immediately to FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Even though FBI is going to be the lead investigator on this as a terrorism act, obviously.
Do they just not want to show incompetence? I mean, and just like, here, you guys do it. You're better.
Right. And then we have I guarantee it's an intelligence failure.
Yeah.
Because all these things, it would not have gotten to the last level of protection you're talking about where the last failure happened with those barriers if the other levels of protection, which are supposed to prevent those from happening, are in place. Intelligence collection. And so what prevents intelligence collection in a proactive way? Because when you prevent something from happening, you don't know what you're ever going to prevent. Mm-hmm. It's a very challenging thing for organizations that measure by stats what you accomplished. People get paid by accomplishing things. Things are generally reactive. I lived in the world of counterintelligence my entire career.
Yeah.
And justifying what we were doing to prevent horrible things from happening, it's a very challenging thing. And intelligence collection to do that is also very challenging because unless you have someone that actually gets it, you don't understand that we need to pour all these resources, these manpowers. We need to have people in mosques. We need to have people talk to people in mosques. Whatever legally we're allowed to do, you need to talk to people that are going to see when someone like this guy gets spiked and radicalized so we know where to focus. Because if we had focus, if we had intelligence first, none of this would have happened. We wouldn't have need those barriers. It's all these levels have completely broken down in that one area.
I completely agree. Beyond that and the deeper level, exactly what you're talking about, 1,000% agree. And then it's just the most simple place, though, but could have prevented this is what is so shocking to me. And there's, and I'm not a country music person, but I remember the song, Have You Forgotten by Daryl Worley, like right after 9/11. I would say, yes, we have. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No